This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Yo, okay, I am not punching down on foie gras. I love foie gras, personally. It's one of the comments from Twitter. Love foie gras. Dawn does not. It's very mean to the geese.
It's just nasty.
Very mean to the geese. Hello, welcome Monday. Happy Monday. Everybody's probably getting in their cars right now to race home before the weather hits.
Yes, stop at the grocery store.
Get your milk, your bread, and your eggs so you can make French toast tomorrow as the French toast industrial complex wins again. Today's one of those days we're going to play a lot of audio for you. And it doesn't mean that we're not going to talk about relevant topics, like should Oprah be president or not. It's just that we're going to play a lot of audio and also ask you the question, what will Oprah give me if she's going to be president? I want something from her. What will she give me?
Well, she owns 10% of Weight Watchers.
Okay.
Which the stock went up today.
Did it really?
Because she gave a good speech last night. So, you know, maybe she could help everybody, you know, lose weight, get healthier, give them free Weight Watchers.
Free Weight Watchers. Very nice. Very nice. Would Stedman be the first gentleman?
Yeah.
Right, Stedman, who is her friend, right? Are they married now? Are they married or not even sure?
I think they're just their life partners.
Life partners, okay.
Would Gail King have to step down from the CBS morning show?
Absolutely not.
Since they're so close and
absolutely not, Greg. In fact, she'll be put on the coverage of the Oprah campaign.
Yes.
Gail King, that'll be her assignment.
Yeah.
Gail King will be assigned to the Oprah campaign. Oh, there's a story today about unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos. Do you know how much money that guy gets paid a year?
Millions.
$14 million a year. And the question that is being asked is, why is he getting paid $14 million a year? I got to ask the question now. Is George Stephanopoulos worth $14 million? And the answer, of course, is no. Now that Hillary Clinton has lost the presidency, people are wondering why little George Stephanopoulos is earning his roughly $15 million a year at ABC, according to Business Insider. There's whisperings that he's not very good. He's completely biased. And also, he's not very good. So they're wondering what he does for that show. Now, there's a picture of him here with his co-hosts on the show. I guess it's Lara. What's her name? Lara something or other?
Spencer.
Is that it? Lara Spencer?
Right. The blonde.
Blonde. Very attractive.
Yes.
There is Robin. Robin. What's her name? Robin Wright? Robin. No.
Robin Roberts.
Robin Roberts. Michael Strahan. Ugh. And another woman here that I see.
Good God. What a team that is.
Well, Michael Strahan, a lot of people know and love, not just from football, but because he hosted with Kelly.
Kelly Ripa.
Ripa.
Of course, Camden native, right? Yes. Yeah. Done a lot for Cooper Hospital.
Yeah. So people like Michael. And then Robin recently survived cancer.
Right.
And shared her story.
So there's a picture here of George, and you can see his little elfin feet are kind of on a platform. And they had these little dangling legs. I'm not even joking. His legs, his feet could not touch the floor. And you have Lara with her long, beautiful long legs.
Yes.
I don't even know if I'm allowed to say such things anymore.
She's very fit, very,
very leggy. Beautiful long legs. And then there's George's little Keebler elf legs next to hers.
And then Michael Strahan's really tall, right?
Yeah, so his legs, I mean, his feet touch the floor. And then George's, it's like somebody sitting on a box, you know what I mean? Maybe like in a dunk booth or something. And he's high up, it looks like, because his feet, if you just look at the feet. So then what ABC did is they covered up by put panels in, so you can't see the feet anymore. So his little elfin feet don't dangle magically anymore next
hysterical.
To Lara's long, luscious legs. So
that's hysterical.
Yeah. It's like when the elves sit on Santa's, you know, seat there, and their little legs dangle,
right.
And yeah.
Yeah, they get Santa's big chair, and a little elf comes along and sits there, and it's little, you know.
We got to get George a little elf hat.
That's what we need to get
little,
him.
Boots, you know, that...
And then next to Lara, who's got, again, long leggy. She's a leggy blonde.
Yes.
Very leggy. And I'm a leg man, so I know legs. And then his legs are about a quarter of her legs. And it's just so funny to sit them, the two of them together.
Yes.
And by the way, I'm not a tall man myself, so I would have said something like, hey, can you cover this up so it doesn't look like my legs are dangling in midair? That's what it looks like. It looks like he's hanging off a cliff and his legs are dangling. And it's like, oh, just touch the ground. A few more feet to go, George. It looks like if he jumped out of his chair, he'd break his neck. You know? I keep going, oh, okay, now I'm touching the ground. So he's got a lot of money here that he makes. GMA had to spend a few extra bucks to alter its set so the 5'6" Stephanopoulos wouldn't appear so tiny next to the 6'5" Strahan, according to the New York Post. A known reader of the city tabloids, perhaps the desk modification is what inspired Trump to assign a disparaging nickname of Little George. Little George Stephanopoulos. So, of course, back in the Clinton days, he was known as Twinkle Toes. The liberal newsman is also ABC's chief anchor and hosts coverage of major news events and elections, but ABC's World News Tonight anchor David Muir has proven capable of filling that role. Now, how much do you think David Muir makes? David Muir.
$25
million?
Probably 20, 25.
Not if Stephanopoulos is making 14. Stephanopoulos has to be making more than...
Well, Matt Lauer made what, 25?
25, yeah.
I thought you said he made 14.
Matt Lauer.
Oh.
Remember Lauer, from the Today Show.
Well, George only, he gets half because they deduct it for his height. So they have to take off some money there. Well, unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos' days at ABC may be numbered. That's a shame. I'm going to miss him.
They're saying here David Muir makes $5
million. Five?
Yep.
Well, they got him young and cheap.
They got us all young and cheap.
Next contract, though, he'll get a big bump.
You think so?
That's the way it goes. Yeah. So they groomed him, brought him in, and then next contract.
They keep telling me that, too. It's next contract.
Well, it's like the NFL. You know, you bring in the rookies, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Next contract.
Next contract. Keep hearing that every 2 years. Next contract. I got to get a better agent. I got to get an agent. This is wonderful. Well, if George doesn't work out on Good Morning America, there's always a place for him on the Elfin World Weekly and the Keebler Elf Cooking Channel. They have a new channel.
Very highly rated show.
CBS This Morning, I got to hand Norah O'Donnell, I got to give her some credit here. She took Michael Wolff to task this morning, and even my wife said this morning, look at Norah. It's like now that Charlie Rose is gone, mm-hmm. She's decided that she can actually, I don't know, be a journalist or something, but she clearly does not like Michael Wolff. It's very obvious. Well, she can sense that he's full of it. So this is Norah O'Donnell.
You want me to start over?
Yeah, start over. Okay. Actually doing journalism here, which is amazing, on the CBS Morning Show. And it's also interesting that there's any journalism going on in any of these morning shows now, because they're mostly just entertainment, you know?
Right.
Mostly entertainment. When you hire a guy like George Stephanopoulos, journalism isn't your thing.
No.
Nor is entertainment your thing, clearly, but, you know. But no, this is Norah. Take a listen.
Did you speak with any members of the president's cabinet for this book?
I did not.
You did not?
I did not.
And did you speak with the vice president?
I did not.
When was the last time you spoke with the president for this book?
You know, as I've said all along,
that's
here,
not a date. Give us a date.
And the White House seems very focused on
a date.
On this. And I've spent about 3 hours talking to the president over the course of the campaign, the transition, and in the White House.
What did he do?
But the important point I want to make is that
what's
this
the
book
date?
Is not about my impression of the president. I came into this with no agenda.
Okay.
I continue to have no political
fair
agenda.
Fair enough. But reads like a running narrative. Like, as you say, you were a semi-permanent mm-hmm. spot. You were a fly on the wall in the White House. But
exactly.
It does also read like your main source is Steve Bannon. Would it be correct to sort of say that?
It would be not correct. He's a very large source here, but there are many, many, many.
You have written its worst.
Wonderful source.
Worse than anybody thought that he's mentally unstable. That he's that he's an idiot.
Okay, I did not say he's mentally unstable. I would not be qualified to do this. I'd say I have merely described, and mostly not my impressions, the impressions of other people, of the people he deals with on a daily basis.
But the president denies he ever spoke with you for this book at all.
Well, I think he probably had no idea he was speaking to me for this book. When I would meet the president in the White House, we would chat as though we were friends. And that was
but
what
that's not
that
an
was...
interview to greet someone and say hello. I mean, that's not a journalistic exercise.
Yeah, you said 3 hours. Hello. You'd spend 3 hours with
him. Well, I have sat down with the president for an extended periods of interviews. But there's other periods in which, and that's essentially what he's saying. They're trying to parse this and saying, oh, I didn't know that I was speaking to him when I saw him in the White House.
Just to clarify, the White House says the last time they have a record of you meeting with President Trump was February 2017. That's just barely 100 days into his presidency. Did you interview him after that date?
Let's separate this out. I interviewed him at that point. After that, we would speak. I'm sure he didn't think they were interviews. And in all fairness, he might say, I was not being interviewed.
Because you didn't talk to him. That's why. Is that the end of it? Is that the whole thing?
Yeah, then she goes on and she asks another question.
She did a good job there.
She did.
It's not an interview when you say hello to somebody. Hey, Dawn, how was your weekend?
Is this an interview?
Yeah. Hey, how are the kids? Good. I interviewed her. I just gave her an interview. So his idea of chit-chatting in the hallway is an interview, right?
Rich Cioli, 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.